91.3 KXCI Tucson. Real people, real radio.
Good afternoon, Tucson. Thanks for joining us today. This is Aspen Green with my co-host, Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can hear more of our programs on our podcast page at kxci.org. And today we are thrilled to have two of the actors from the School of Theater, Film, and Television at the University of Arizona, Megan Gray and Eliza Hitch. They will be performing in the production of Little Women, one of my very favorite plays. Little Women is Louisa May Alcott's most famous work based on her life. So let's talk about this upcoming production, Kathy.
Thanks, Aspen. And I am so excited that we get to talk today about the musical production of Little Women. We have two of the actors in the play, as you said, that is being put on by U of A's School of Theater, Film, and Television, otherwise known as TFTV. Both actors, Eliza Hitch and Megan Gray, are seniors in the school. Eliza Hitch, originally from Atlanta, Georgia, is playing the role of Meg March. During her time at U of A, Eliza has appeared in Bright Star, Sweeney Todd, Jesus Christ Superstar, and Legally Blonde. Eliza is a College of Fine Arts student ambassador, Medici Arts scholar, and a member of the W.A. Frank Honors College. On graduation this May, she plans to move to New York, all right, to pursue her dream of working in theater, film, and television. Megan Gray is from Marietta, Georgia. Boy, both of them are from Georgia. She will be playing Marmee, who is the mom, in case you don't remember. Prior to Little Women, Megan has appeared in numerous stage productions, including Bright Star, Much Ado About Nothing, and Jesus Christ Superstar. She stars in the upcoming short film, Blushin', that will premiere at I Dream in Widescreen, TFTV's showcase of senior thesis films at the Fox Tucson Theater on May 10th. After graduating in May, she will direct Shrek the Musical Junior for the Due West Center for the Arts in Georgia. Eliza and Megan, welcome to our show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Well, it's delightful to have you here to talk about this production of Little Women. But first, I think our audience would like to know more about U of A's School of Theater, Film, and Television, or TFTV, that's putting the musical on at the Moroney Theater. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
So we are both seniors in the BFA Musical Theater program here at the University of Arizona, which is, as you said, housed in the School of Theater, Film, and Television. And we are so grateful to have incredible training in acting, screen acting, musical theater, of course, dance. We have voice lessons and all sorts of training, as well as industry professional business training. And our program is unique in that we collaborate a lot with the film and television majors, which is one of the few programs in the country that integrates in that way. And I think that this really reflects what the industry does, because most actors work both on film and on stage. So we're so grateful to have the best program, and we've had an amazing 4 years here.
You know, I'm kind of wondering, is the school's funding provided by the U of A, or is there separate funding for this program?
The university funds most of our productions, but we've also been blessed for years by really, really, really wonderful donors whose belief and support of the arts has made so many opportunities possible for us and has continued to keep doors open for us that otherwise would not have been open. But yeah, it's an incredible opportunity that we get here to get some real world professional training. And our rehearsals and productions are run using actors' equity guidelines. So we are following and mirroring what is happening in the real world here in our 4 years, so that once we step out, we are prepared and we have knowledge and know how to hold ourselves in these rehearsals. So it's a really incredible opportunity that we get here, and we are very much set up for success once we leave these doors.
Boy, it sounds like it. That sounds so great. Well, I have to say that like many women, my age and younger and older even, Little Women was a favorite book of mine when I was a young girl. In fact, I remember when I was 10 or 11, my mother actually read it to me. It was a favorite time that we had together. It's been made a movie 7 times. I haven't seen all 7, but I've seen a few of them. And in 2005, it was made into a musical and it played on Broadway for 5 months. Tell us quickly what the play is about, just in case there's anybody out there who may not know. That's hard to imagine, but there might be a few. What is this play about?
Sure. So our version of Little Women is obviously edited down for the musical and for the stage, but it's still the classic story that we love. It follows Jo March and her sisters, Meg, Beth, and Amy, and Marmee, their mother, and all of their neighbors and friends and family as they navigate adolescence and growing up in Civil War America. And they are passionate young women. They fall in love and they have heartbreak and they go through all the experiences that we as people live, and it's just a beautiful story of them growing into themselves.
Okay, do you happen to know who chooses the plays that you do and why this particular play was chosen?
Yeah, so our productions are chosen by a committee that gets together and that is made up of students and faculty who go through a list of different musicals and plays, and they figure out what fits best for the people that we have and for our audiences. And what's cool about U of A as well is that we get experience doing numerous different kinds of productions. So, for example, last year we did Jesus Christ Superstar, which is a rock opera, and then followed it with Stephen Sondheim's Sweeney Todd, which are two very different shows. And we opened this season with Bright Star, which is bluegrass, folky music, and then moving into a show like Little Women, which has kind of a golden age feel to it, but is a contemporary score. And so we, as performers and actors, get the opportunity to experience all these different genres of musicals and plays so that once we leave here, we're left with a really diverse understanding of ourselves as actors and how we can fit into these different musicals.
Okay, that's really interesting to know. I did not know all of that. And you know, when I was reading about this, I didn't realize how closely the novel and play follows Alcott's own life until I started looking into it. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, we've had so much fun researching Louise May Alcott and her sisters that the story is based off of. So I play Meg, who's based off of Louise's older sister, Anna Alcott. Pratt is her married name. And it's just such an incredible opportunity to be able to look at real people, real photographs, tons of poems and letters, and there's so much to find about them. And I think that as actors, it's really nice to be able to look at those tangible memories and dreams and lives and pull from that and be inspired by that and keep those pictures and memories close as we have done this process.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of amazing. The book was published in 1868 during the Civil War. That's 157 years ago. Why do you think it has had such an enduring lifespan?
I think that it's just such a classic story, but also, what's so beautiful about Little Women and why I think that it's still so relevant today is because anybody can read that book and or watch that story or come and watch our production and see themselves in one of these characters. Everyone has been the lovesick Laurie, or everyone's been that aspirational Joe or Meg who wants to fall in love and have romance. And everyone has these specific dreams and aspirations and things that they want to do that are still relatable to audiences and readers today. And so that's something that's so beautiful about this story is that there's a place for everyone. There's a story that everyone can relate to. And I think that's why it is still such an important piece, even today.
Yeah, it reminds me of Jane Austen's novels and how those are still being reproduced in all kinds of ways all the time because we all can relate to something about them, as you said. What are you hoping that audiences take away from seeing this production?
I think along that same line, I want audiences to be reminded of the power of togetherness and family, both blood related and chosen family, and the importance of being together and lifting each other up, especially as women. But also, I think that this production is just really special for our class and our program. We are truly a family that we've developed as each other, and I hope that that comes across to audiences. And that the quality of our work and the standard that we hold ourselves to comes across as well.
I like the way you put that, the importance of family, because family isn't always just your blood family, although in this play, of course, they are all blood family, but there are other characters involved, and all of us find our own family. I mean, things aren't like they used to be. We don't all live together for the rest of our lives. People move around, but we all find our own families, and that's very important. I'm kind of wondering from both of you, the particular characters that you play, what do you like or not like about the character you're playing?
So I don't think there's anything I could say I don't like. I think maybe what's most challenging about it is that Marmee, throughout the course of this, and I won't spoil anything, but she deals with a lot of grief and some really heavy things that she has to deal with herself, but then also guide her children and how to process these things and how to feel these things. And that's hard to step into every day. Those are big emotions to have to take on stage and then kind of put away once you step off. And so that's been really challenging, but also really beautiful to like figure out how her like motherhood is what makes her strong and how she then gives that to her children to also help them manage through these really, really difficult and heavy things to then be stronger versions of themselves. So it's been a really beautiful thing to be able to step into and kind of find some own my own personal strength through her as well.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, did you find it hard to play someone who was so much, I mean, you're a senior in college and she's an older woman with grown children. Did you find it hard to play someone so much older than yourself?
Absolutely. This is definitely the first character that I've ever played that wasn't kind of close to my age. So I had a lot of conversations with my director, Brent Gibbs, at the beginning of this process where I was kind of struggling to like relate to her or how do I put myself into this person that's so much older than me. And he gave me a piece of advice at the beginning of this process that I've kind of carried with me where he said, Megan, when you become a parent, you don't all of a sudden become this new person. You're still you, just with like extensions of yourself now. And so I feel like I've tried to really carry that with Marmee, that like she is still a girl in the same way that all of her daughters are, but she has to have a different mindset to be able to help them learn and grow. So I've found ways to relate to her through that, that I know what it's like to be a leader, and I know what it's like to teach, and I know what it's like to do those kind of things that I can find pieces of me in my life now as a 21-year-old to relate to her at that stage of her life. So it's been a really, really cool process.
Okay, great. And Eliza, how about you and the role that you play, Meg, the older sister?
Yes, growing up, I've always said that I related the most to Meg. So I feel very connected to her and very similar to Meg as a character and as a person. I'm an older sister myself, so that comes kind of naturally. I've loved getting to know Meg and understand the inner workings of her life. She's not afraid to be herself, and she's not afraid to fall in love and know that she wants to have a family and she wants to be a mother. And I think that there's incredible strength in Meg in that way, that she's unapologetically herself and knows what she wants and is not going to stop until she gets it.
Okay, and is there anything that you didn't like about playing her or anything that was particularly challenging?
I honestly think the most challenging thing so far has been navigating our beautiful set in our period-appropriate skirts. It's been a fun challenge. And our costume designer, Patrick Colt, is amazing. He set us up with some great rehearsal wear, and we're super excited to get our costumes on soon. But that's been a fun and welcome challenge of the process so far.
That is fun. Can you imagine wearing those kind of clothes all the
No.
time? Very, very different. Okay. And I'm wondering from each of you, do you happen to have a favorite line in the play that just really grabs you?
I have to say my favorite line, it's a lyric actually. There's a song in Act One that the character Laurie sings called Take a Chance on Me. And he sings a line that says, "We could be such friends. Friends are never lonely." And something about that line, every time I've heard it in the rehearsal room and just even in preparing for the show before we started, like really struck a chord with me because it's so true for me in this process. I get to do this show with my best friends and my chosen family. And every time I walk into that rehearsal room or that space, like it really is so true that friends are never lonely. I am never lonely when I'm surrounded by these people. And so something about that line, every time I hear it, is just a really good, I get nostalgic for the present with the people that I'm with, that like I really am never lonely when I'm with these people. So I'd have to say that was my favorite one. I think it is in the song Fire Within Me, which Jo sings in Act Two. She says, "My sisters are the fire," and the whole song she's just talking about how her sisters are the people that fuel her and guide her through life and give her the passion and the strength to move on. And I just think that song as a whole is so beautiful.
Okay. Well, I think it's time that we listen to a song from this play. Aspen, what do you think? What do we got?
We're featuring the song Here Alone from the original Broadway version of Little Women. Did either one of you want to say anything about this song?
Sure. Yeah. So this is the song that my character Marmee sings at the beginning of Act Two. It's gorgeous. It's her processing how to navigate this life and raising these four children on her own, and how she does that with little to no support from anyone else in her life. And so it's a gorgeous moment where you get to kind of see the inner workings of her mind, and that she puts on this front for her daughters that she's brave and she's strong, and she is, but that she does also still have these insecurities and doubts the same way that they do. So it's a really beautiful way to get to look into her mind for a minute.
Okay. Here Alone is from the original Broadway cast of Little Women, which was in 2005. It is based on Louisa May Alcott's classic 1868 novel and features a score by Jason Howland and lyrics by Mindy Dixon. Here Alone explores Marmee's feelings of isolation and the weight of responsibility she carries as the sole provider and guide for her daughters. The song occurs during a quiet moment in the busy March household when Marmee receives a letter from her husband. It is a key emotional moment in the musical, highlighting Marmee's strength and vulnerability. This song is sung by Elizabeth McGovern, who was the original Marmee in the Broadway play from 2005. So let's listen to Here Alone from the original musical Little Women. 91.3 KXCI Tucson. You're listening to Broad Perspectives Radio, and we're returning to our interview with Eliza Hitch and Megan Gray of the U of A's School of Theater, Film, and Television. And let me just say, I love that song. What a beautiful song that is. I hope I get to see you do it in person.
I hope so too. We'll have to go together. That is a beautiful song. You know, I've been wondering, like, how far ahead of the play do you start rehearsing, and how much time do you spend rehearsing as busy students?
Yes, so we've rehearsed for about 6 weeks is the entire process. We have rehearsal on weeknights from 6 to 10 p.m. after full days of class and life here as college students. So we get a good chunk of time every day, which is nice that we get to have that kind of 4 hours every night to fall back with each other. But it's about a 6 week process.
That is a lot of rehearsal. I wonder when you studied, but we won't get into that. Okay, the two of you have been in a number of plays now through your career there at the school. I'm wondering what kind of characters do you usually like playing the most? Have you figured that out yet?
What's so cool about this school is that because you get the opportunity to experience so many different genres of things, you kind of figure out little niches and things that you're good at, and also things that you didn't maybe think you'd be so good at, but you were pushed to kind of grow into different talents. But something I feel like I've really fallen in love with here is rock music and rock musicals. I've had the opportunity to perform in Jesus Christ Superstar, which is a rock musical here, and then in my own time, another rock musical, and we got to take a pop rock class at the school where we got to focus in on that side of the music a little bit. And I feel like I've just found a side of my voice in that music and in roles that kind of offer that kind of singing that I didn't know coming into my time here that I would be interested in or good at. So that's something in the last 2 years that I feel like I've really fallen in love with is rock music and roles and stuff that allows me to tap into that side of my artistry.
Excellent. And how about you, Eliza?
I agree in that there are shows that you feel super connected and very similar to certain characters. This for me is one of them. But I also think it's really fun to get to play characters that are very unlike yourself. And it allows you the opportunity to just play pretend and have fun and be transported to completely different worlds that you don't get to live on a day-to-day basis, which to me, I think is the beauty of acting and theater. And part of the appeal of wanting to pursue this as a career is you really just get to play pretend and have fun all the time.
I love that. I think that would be the most exciting part for me. You can be whoever you want to be. I've never been an actor, but I have a chicken suit that I wear, so nobody knows who I am. And I wander around sometimes a mall or whatever, and I can just be crazy and be who I want to because nobody knows who I am. I think of acting like that.
Definitely.
That sounds wonderful. Well, Eliza, you're planning to move to New York after graduation. That's very exciting. You want to pursue your career in theater, film, and acting. Do you have any specific plan on what kind of job you want to get or how you're going to go about doing that once you get to New York?
I think the ultimate goal since I was a little kid has always been Broadway, but I've also fallen in love with on-screen performance and theater and film since I've been here at U of A. U of A is incredible in that we film a senior showcase that is released to agents and managers and all sorts of representation that comes out next week on April 16th. So we're super excited, and the goal is that I will sign with representation off of Senior Showcase, and then that will make my move to New York a little bit easier as I hit the ground running and audition every day and work super hard. And I'm super excited. It might not be the most comfortable, but I'm really excited to be uncomfortable and to live the New York dream. And so, yeah, look out for Showcase next week. We're super excited.
That sounds really exciting. I'm wondering, do you have a mentor or anybody in New York that you can hook up with and ask questions?
Yes, absolutely. Our alumni are incredible, and our program is super small, so we are really close with a lot of the people that came before us now that we're seniors. My big Lily Langston, she's one of my best friends. She lives in New York. I'm super excited to be back with her, and she has already shown me the ropes so much. So our alumni are just incredible and never fail to guide us and help us through. So I'm really excited to reconnect with so many of them once we get back to the city.
That sounds great. A good plan. And Megan, you already have a job when you graduate, directing the play Shrek the Musical Junior at the Due West Center for Arts in Georgia. I'd like to know how that came about, but first, explain Shrek the Musical Junior. That junior is something I'd never heard of before. Explain what that is.
Yeah, so basically, when you license a show to produce and put up at any given theater, there's a couple different options that you could do. So you could choose to do just Shrek the Musical, which is a full two-act show about a little over 2 hours, which is a lot of material, especially if you're trying to produce a show for young theater artists and new performers. So you can license a junior show instead, which is around 60 minutes instead. It's a much more condensed version, which is a wonderful way for these young artists and emerging performers to get to be in a show without the huge commitment of doing a 2.5 hour long production.
Okay, and you're going to be able to direct the play. How did you get that job?
The theater community there in Georgia is one that I grew up with, and the people that are running this program are the people that taught me when I was younger. After my sophomore year of college, they invited me to come direct a show there, and I've been back every summer since to direct a junior show. And it's really been a wonderful opportunity for me because I've discovered a different love of teaching and guiding young artists. And it's also a really wonderful opportunity to get to be back in the same place where I grew up and fell in love with theater, and then cultivate that love for new artists as well and encourage them to follow their dreams the same way that I was encouraged.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Give us the details about when the musical Little Women is running, where, how to get tickets, all that stuff that people need to know if they want to see you.
Little Women is in the Moroni Theater on campus at the U of A. Our previews begin on April 20th and 23rd, and then we open on April 24th and run through May 4th. You can get tickets at theater.arizona.edu or at the box office at Centennial Hall or at the box office at the Moroni on the day of the show. And if you show up an hour before showtime and you're a student and you have your student ID, the tickets are $5, which is awesome.
What a deal. Thank you so much, both of you, for coming here today.
Unfortunately, that's the time we have for today. For Eliza Hitch and Megan Gray, thanks so much for taking the time to tell us about this production of Little Women at Moroni Theater. It's a real gift to our community ha to have such great productions from students at the U of A. And thanks to all of you out there for joining us today on Broad Perspectives Radio. This is Aspen Green with Kathy Harris, and you can hear more of our programs on our Broad Perspective podcast page at kxci.org. For now, stay tuned, because next up is Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Have a great rest of your Sunday, and we'll see you next week.